In this week's parsha, there's a whole story about Eliezer being sent by Avram Avinu to find a wife for Yitzchak. Now he has very, very clear instructions of what he can do, of what he can't do. He cannot arrange for Yitzchak to stay over there. They have to bring the girl back to the house of Avram. Now, why can't those arrangements be made later? Apparently, it would appear that Eliezer didn't just go to find a suitable match. He sealed the deal. He closed it out. He did Erusin. He was a shliach for Yitzchak to marry Rivka. So when Rivka came back, she was already married. And when the pasuk says that Lavan gave her a bracha, Chazal tell us that this was like kind of birchas erusin. It wasn't stam a bracha. It's a smachta ba'alma. It's not a real like bona fide source, but at least it seems like it coincides with birchas erusin. That could be why you saw that Eliezer brought with him 10 camels. Why did he need 10 camels to go with him? The Shaila Torah brings down, I think it's from, if I'm not mistaken, from the Briskerov or from Reb David, that because you need 10 people to be by the Birchas Erusin. If you need that, we'll see. You need 10 people to be there. So he had 10 camels because you need 10 riders. That's really what it was about. Because he was doing Birchas Erusin. Now there's a question on that because we know that an Eved cannot be a shliach for Kiddushin. So how could he make Eliezer Eved Avram shliach to Kiddushin? He's an Eved, Eved can't be shliach for Kiddushin. What? That's not a good enough answer.
Why couldn't the other 10 guys?
No, he could be, but he wasn't. It was Eliezer.
Now we don't have a right that it was Eliezer.
It seems like Eliezer was the one that was doing it. It wasn't the random guys who put someone else in charge. Avram said, Simna yod chotachas yurechi, you're the man. You're doing it. It sounds like Eliezer's doing it.
Any Eved or has to be his Eved can't.
And it seems like no Eved can be a shliach for Kedushin. Could be Kodem Matan Torah. I was thinking that also. I don't know what difference it makes. Okay, that you have to always have to know how to deal with the Kodem Matan Torah situation. But maybe the Chavetzelis Hashoran says it was Kodem Matan Torah is different. I think, no, I'm not sure. Maybe. Akoponim, Rav Simonic Diskin says, I'll tell you how. He says, Avram was Meshachrer Eliezer. And he said, Eliezer, I need you to be the Kaddisher. So I'm going to make you into a, not no longer an Eved.
It says afterwards that he was still an
Eved.
Hold on.
He says, I'm master for my master. Hold on a second. You're not allowed to free an Eved?
Only Knan.
What?
Only from Knan.
Any Eved that's not a Jewish Eved is not allowed to free. It's called an Eved Kanani. So says Rav Simonic Diskin, he freed him litzorech mitzvah. But maybe he won't end up doing a mitzvah. So he freed him al tanai. He said to him, if you end up doing what you're supposed to do, which is finding a wife for Yitzchak, everyone wasn't sure it was going to happen. I said, if it doesn't happen, don't do it. Don't get him the wrong guy. Don't get him the wrong girl, I mean. Don't get him the wrong girl. So if he ends up being Mekadesh, then what happens? Then he's no longer an Eved. If he doesn't Mekadesh, he's... So if you look in the Psukim, it's very, very meduyik. Because sometimes it calls him an Eved, sometimes it calls him an Ish. Why? Because it depends. Is he now status of Eved, status of Ish? It matters. If he's saying, oh, we're doing it, then he's called an Ish. We're not doing it, he's called an Eved. Before we're doing it, Eved. So anyway, this is what's going on over here in this whole discussion. So we're talking about Birchas Erusin. Comes along the Har Tzvi with this fascinating story of Birchas Erusin. And he asks, the following thing happens. The Masada Kedushin's under the chuppah. Now I can tell you, under the chuppah, it's a little bit stressful under there. You got to make sure you're doing it right. You know, this is the whole Kedusha, like the whole thing. You got a lot on your head. And the Masada Kedushin accidentally made the wrong bracha. Instead of saying Bur Priyak Gofen, he said Shahakol Nieved Varoi. Now, Shakol Bara Lechvoido, he's one of the brachas. So I don't know if he was like, he was in a Shahakol. I don't know what happened exactly. And it was a big, we're talking about big people. This is a very serious poisek, a very serious Masada Kedushin. Now what? He made the wrong bracha. At my wedding, there was at least one mistake at the brachas, maybe two. I've been at numerous weddings where it's another wedding, Rabbi Wachshel's wedding, also his daughter's wedding. They made the wrong bracha, and then they switched the orders, and I was also mistakes can happen at shever brachas. By the way, if you ever get a bracha under the chuppah, I suggest you read it. I know some people they don't want to read it because I know this, right? And they end up messing up, and then it causes a lot of problems. It's happened. So here he is, the Masada Kedushin accidentally said shahakol instead of bar priya gofen. Now, it doesn't seem to be that it's like major, major issue, because if you make a shahakol, shahakol is called a bracha koileles, which means you make a shahakol on anything, it's okay. You should not do that. In other words, don't just say, I don't know what the bracha is, so that means I'll just make a shahakol. It doesn't work that way. But if you accidentally make on a shahakol on something that you weren't supposed to, it's good. Because what does shahakol mean?
Everything.
So that includes everything. I say bar pri adoma, it's got to be things that are from the adoma. I say bar pri eitz, it's got to be things from the tree. Shahakol, I cover everything. Again, if I can, I should make a more specific bracha. But if I said a shahakol on gefen, I'm good. But he didn't rely on that. What he did was, he said, I'm assuming, what you're supposed to say after you make a bracha levatala, which is... and then he made a bar priya gofen. What was his svara? Why did he do that? You made a shackles good. Says the Hartzvi, his svara is as follows. Whose bracha is this really? It's the chassan's bracha. He's the one getting married. It's his bracha. So if I'm making a bracha for myself, so I make a weak bracha, I could be yotze. But if I'm trying to represent you, you don't want me making a weak bracha. You didn't send me in order to like mess things up. There's a saying in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Litkuni shadraticha velo lavusi." I sent you to do things right, not to do things wrong. So therefore, this Masada Kedushin felt that he didn't do his shlichus properly. I made a shahakol, that was the wrong bracha, even though bidiyeved, the chassan doesn't want to be married bidiyeved, he doesn't want a bidiyeved bracha, he doesn't want anything going like not right, make the bracha again.
Even though you go to the kulo and it's already
done,
the bracha?
The bracha would work in theory, but he's saying that there was no shlichos on the bracha.
You go to the chum, can you make on the bracha?
What?
If you have a bracha, you have to go to the kula, no?
That's only if you have a suffix. He's saying, over here, I wasn't a shliach. So this bracha was totally levatala. I made a mistake. Let me make a new bracha. Comes the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank and says, it's a nice story, but I disagree. This bracha is the chassan's bracha? Or is it the Masada Kedushin's bracha? Whose bracha is it? So now, we have three options of what the Masada Kedushin could do or should do. Here goes. Option number one, what he should have done was, he should have continued on and just move on with the ceremony, made a shahakol. Shahakol's good. The other option is he should have made a new bracha, bar priya gofen. The third option is he made the shahakol. He should have tasted a little bit for himself and then made another bar priya gofen for the chassan. Shakel for me, bar priya gofen for you. Let's see what the kavana was. We'll see. It's going to depend on the Masada Kedushin. I humbly suggest that different Masada Kedushins should do different things. This is not one of the mistakes I've made under the chuppah, but if I would do this, I would taste a little and then make a new bracha. If Rav Heinemann would do this, he would have to make a new bracha. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because I was at a wedding with Rav Heinemann, and we had a little disagreement. Let's go, my friends. Let's understand. You ready? Let's understand Siddur Kedusha. The Rambam says, the bracha that we make under the chuppah, says the Rambam, you have to make it before the Kedushin. Just like every mitzvah, last week we were talking about mitzvahs have to be over lasiyas, and Rabbi Goldberg gave us lots of examples. For example, when you shake your lulav, you keep your esrog upside down, in order to symbolize you haven't been yotze the mitzvah yet, you say the bracha and then you turn it over. Because all brachas have to happen before you do the mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, this is no different. All mitzvahs, the bracha comes first. Over here, you're about to do a mitzvah of kiddushin. Says the Rambam, so make the bracha before. Comes along the Ravid and says, you can't do that. Just like we said by Mila last week. It's beautiful how these are connected. That the father of the baby who's making a bracha, lachnisoy, makes the bracha after the Mila. Why? Because we were afraid that the mayo was going to run out. Who's that from?
The Shach brother.
The Shach says that we're afraid the Mayo's not going to do it. Over here, the Masadik Kedushin is going to make the bracha, and we're going to be afraid that the Kedushin is not going to happen. Anytime, it's not, the mitzvah's not in my hands. I can't make a bracha. What happens? He makes the bracha, and all of a sudden, the two of them like disappear. They get into a fight or something like that. And he's like, And what is he going to do? So I can't make a bracha before, says the Rabbi, you have to make the bracha afterwards. Now, this svara is a bona fide svara that you don't have to make brachas. Another example is a person doesn't give tzedakah, doesn't make a bracha at tzedakah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to give tzedakah. Why don't make a bracha? Because maybe the other person won't take it. Maybe won't accept it. Why does the father, Aviyah, better make the bracha after the milah? Because maybe the mom won't do the milah. So how can the Rambam say you make the bracha beforehand? You're right. Normal mitzvahs that are in your hands, you have to do a milah siyasa, but this mitzvah is different. How can the Rambam say here you make the bracha beforehand? I'd like to humbly suggest a svara, perhaps. That maybe the Rambam holds that kedushin is taka different. Because kedushin, a regular kedushin, I'm convinced they thought about this for a long time before they got here. This is not like the type of thing that you just walk over to a woman and say, would you like to get married? Sure, okay, here it goes. Hey, my side of kedushin, can you take care of this for us? It doesn't work that way. This is something that its nature is, they've already both decided we're doing this. So we're not really worried that someone is going to turn around and say no. Because this is something that is, it's like they've already committed to doing it. I don't know. I'll tell you, I myself was by a wedding, as I mentioned to the people last time, where at the chuppah, the kala decided she did not want to get married. Maisa Shahaya. At the chuppah. She wasn't under the chuppah. She refused to walk down. Everyone's sitting there, everyone's ready, and the kala is just not here. And she wouldn't walk down. So apparently, I'm not sure how guaranteed it is. They were mamish. Everyone's at the hall and everything. Everyone's sitting at the chuppah, and she just wasn't walking. She was not budging. Not budging. She did. And then they got divorced a few weeks later. Yeah, she was right on that one. Apparently. But what's my point? My point is, I don't know. I don't know if it's so obvious just because they're all at the chuppah that means that everything's going to happen. So,
Doc, you could say the same svara. If an ani knocks on your door, so obviously he wants money. So make a bracha.
Yeah, you could also say the same thing by Mila. It's like, I think this is a weightier thing than, it's not likely that over here that people are going to change their mind. You give the ani a dollar, I don't know if it happened to you, but it happened to me. It's like, ma. And then you
that's
know.
A ploy.
Okay, but the mice it happened. I don't know. I can't say. What? The nature. What I'm saying is, the nature of Kedushin is always Azeh. Tzedakah isn't always Azeh. Kedushin daf zayin Azeh. It's not you can't find a woman and just say, let's get married like today. So Kedushin is more of a, even my Mila also. Mila, it's not mucha. I mean, granted, this case, the Moil, I paid for him. But I'm saying Kedushin is bechefzo azach, that there's a hesk in mikoina. I'm in trouble, Rabbi Goldberg's looking for something.
Right.
Oh, Gewaldig, yes!
That's not technically
Yeah.
Everything
right.
Not Kedushin.
Right. But it also, Vayda Zara and right. All those things are serious. That's the Svara. The Ran over there. Remember, the Rashiva said it.
It's weightier.
Yeah. Weightier, exactly. These are things that the Ran says you can't, you can be Chayzer, Tarkadim, and everything other than Kedushin, Vayda Zara, and the third one. And the reason is because these are things that people, when they did it, they decided, I'm not changing my mind. The das was like a stronger das. So mere kedushin, therefore, over here, it's not like you don't have to worry that people are going to change their mind. Even though I told you that this story happened, this is probably one story in a million. I don't know if anyone else knows of those stories. But anyway, a kitzer. You see from the Rambam, we got to get moving. The Rambam and the Ravid, this is brichas ha-mitzvahs. The bracha you make under the chuppah of the Masada Kedushin is making is the bracha zamitzis. Therefore, it's supposed to be over las yasin. The Rambam says it is over las yasin. The Rambam says it should be over las yasin. But over here, you got a problem because maybe it's going to be chayzer. But they're both agreeing that, in theory, this is a bracha zamitzis. The Rosh in Ksuba says not like that. That's not. Hello. What do you say under the chuppah? I'll tell you. You say the following thing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, asher asa lanu es arusos, v'hitir lanu es nesuos lanu, asher isunanu es... Yeah, hold on a second. Shishetzivanu ala aroyos, v'asa lanu es arusos, v'hitir lanu es nesuos lanu ayde chupa v'kudush. This is not a Baruch atah mitzvahs. Baruch atah mitzvahs is Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, asher kidishanu v'mitzvahs v'tzivanu, ala lulav, ala milah, and their Hanukkah, all those things. It's like, this is standard text. This is a very interesting language we're using over here. It says the Rosh, what is this? Asher k'nishanu mitzvasu ala aroyos, v'asalonos arusos, hitzalonos in esuos. This doesn't sound like a brachas mitzvahs. There's a different type of bracha, which is called brachas hashevach. We're being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rosh says, that's what the bracha is over here. This is not brachas mitzvahs. And therefore, it does not need to happen before the mitzvah. Only when we talk about making a bracha on a mitzvah, it has to be over las yasin. This can happen anytime you're around the mitzvah, before the mitzvah, after the mitzvah. That's fine. It's brachas hashemach. A whole different definition for this mitzvah. Machloikes rishonim what this mitzvah is. And that's going to be the shaila if you have to make the bracha before, we make the bracha afterwards. The choira. It's going to be connected to the question that we have. Is this the chassan's bracha? Or is this someone who's there making the bracha? If you say it's brachas ha-mitzvahs, so whose mitzvah is it? Is it the Masada Kedushin's mitzvah? No, whose mitzvah is who's doing a mitzvah right now when they're getting married? The chassan. So whose bracha is it? The chassan's bracha. It's his bracha, it's his mitzvah. But if it's Birchas Hashemach, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the something of marriage. What's the word I'm looking for? The institution of marriage. So then anyone can make the bracha. We're all here celebrating, praising Hashem for the institution of marriage. That's going to be the Machloikas. The Noyde B'Yehuda writes, it's the Birchas HaChosen. And now listen, there's a major nafkamina. You have to make sure your chosen is not spacing out. And this does happen. When you're at the end of the chuppah and the chassan's like zoning out, you're like, hello, buddy, you got to listen. This is your bracha. I'm making bracha for you. If you hold this bracha, that means this is the chassan's bracha. The chassan has to listen. If you hold this bracha, shevach, okay, you can space out. It's okay. It's not your bracha. The Tzvuas Shor says, Ein bracha sa'irisin mutels ala chassan klal. Someone there makes the bracha. This lechoira is the machloikis Rambam and Rosh. The Rambam says brachas hamitzvahs. The Rosh says it's a brachas hashevach. So the Rambam is going to hold it's his bracha, and the Rosh is going to say it's not. There's a little problem. It's a little wrinkle. I tell you, it's just a wrinkle, which is that the Noyid Yehuda brings tshuvas haRambam. The Tshuvas HaRambam says, if anyone other than the Chassan makes the bracha, it's a bracha levatala. Now that doesn't really align with the way we were saying the Rambam. The Rambam was saying that it's a brachas hamitzvahs. If the Rambam says it's a brachas hamitzvahs, it does align with the Rambam. It does. The Rambam says it's a brachas hamitzvahs, so therefore only the Chassan can make the bracha. Yeah, but Lamaisa, it's not clear that the Rambam even holds that way, Bachlal. But that would be the Rambam's Shita. That would align with the Rambam. That's where the Noyid B'Yehuda would be bringing it. That the Chassan has to make the bracha. It could be someone else can make the bracha for him. I'll call upon him. This is a machloikas. The Noyid B'Yehuda paskins for that reason. If the Chassan is deaf, so can someone else make the bracha? The Chassan can't hear. Says the Noyid B'Yehuda, if it's the Chassan's bracha, I can't be mitzi him in the bracha. He's deaf, he's not going to hear the bracha. It's his bracha, he has to be mitzi, he has to listen, he has to be able to hear. So therefore, the Noyid B'Yehuda says, if you have a deaf Chassan, then no one else should make the bracha. Maybe if there's the kala, if they're both deaf, according to Tevuah, sure, that's not true. Okay. What'd you say? He can make the bracha. Pashtus, he will be able to make the bracha, yes. Shaila is, if we're noyig that way, I think we're noyig the chassan doesn't make the brachas for some reason, but I don't know if that'll be enough to stop. Yeah, that's for sure. But the shaila is, if he wants to make the bracha, we allow him to. In other words, what they're saying is, if it's the chassan's bracha, so why is it the chassan doesn't always make the bracha? So they say, in order that because we don't want an amaretz to stumble over his words, so we make that the general rule is that chassan doesn't make brachas. I'll call upon him. There's another machlekes. What? We're going to get to it in a second. We're going to get back to our original shaila. But let's just finish up over here. There's another machlekes here as to whether or not Birchas Erisin needs 10 people. Birchas Nisuin and needs 10 people. Birchas Erisin, does it need 10 people? It's a machlekes. Rabbi Asher Weiss brings down all these Marim Makomis are from Rabbi Asher Weiss, brings down a Machloikas Rishonim. Now like this. Do you need 10 people for your for Netilas Lulav, for the Bracha on your Lulav? Do you need 10 people for your Bracha on your Ner Chanukah? Should you need 10 people for your Bracha on Birchas Erisin if it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs? No. All other Birchas HaMitzvahs don't need 10. Why should this need 10? Masha Enkein, if it's a Birchas HaShevach, so then we can understand that this bracha is only said when we are doing it in public. That could be the machlokes of whether or not Birchas Erisin needs 10 or not. There are other Birchas HaShevach that are only said ba'asara. So again, we find two different opinions as far as whether or not this is a Birchas HaErisin or Birchas HaMitzvahs or Birchas HaShevach. Now here goes. So we're under the chuppah. And the Masada Kedusha makes a Borei Pri HaGofen, and then he says Birchas HaErisin. Now, whose Borei Pri HaGofen is this? Whose Birchas HaErisin is this? It's an interesting thing that happens under the Chuppah. Masada Kedusha makes a Borei Pri HaGofen, and he does not drink some Masada Kedushas. Most Masada Kedushas. So here he is, he's under the Chuppah. He says, Borei Pri HaGofen, and he gives to the chassan to drink. He asks the Pnei Yeshua, why does he not drink? He's making Borei Pri HaGofen. So, don't you have to drink when you make Borei Pri HaGofen? Says the Sefer Roikeach, yeah, the Masada Kedushin has to drink. That's not the minig in Ashkenaz. The minig is like the Tashbetz that says you don't drink. So this is what Rav Chaim Brisker allegedly used to do. And I saw my Rebbe Rav David Cohen do, and that's what I do. Most of the time. He'd fill the cup to the top, and he'd make the bracha, and he'd spill a little on his hand. This is a testimony from Rav Simcha Zissel Rigler, who's the Rav in Brisk, Simcha Zelig, it's brought down in the Sefer Afike Yam, said that this is what Rav Chaim used to do. He'd take the cup, he'd fill it to the top, and as he's giving to the chassan, he'd like let a little spill on his hand, and as the chassan take the cup, he'd just like lick it off his hand. Now why did he do that? Because the mice of the minig is for the Masada Kedusha not to drink. So you don't want to make like a whole display of your drinking. But on the other hand, why is he not drinking? He made a Borei Pri HaGofen. So he's trying to like accomplish both. The main minig is it's the chassan's bracha, but also Masada Kedusha is going to drink a little bit for himself. See, he licks it off his hand. Now the Maisa, they asked the Briskerov, he brings down. Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld used to do that. However, in the Sefer Maznayim LeMishpat, Rabbi Zalman Sorotzkin said he asked the Briskerov, and he says, "I never heard this from my father." Chaim Brisker was his father. So we have Rabbi Simcha Zelig, who's the Dayan of Brisk, says Rabbi Chaim did it. And the Briskerov was the son of Rabbi Chaim, says, "I never heard it from my father." So it's not clear if Rabbi Chaim did this 100% if Rabbi Chaim did it or not. But my Rebbe, Rabbi David Cohen, I saw him at a wedding, did it. And when I was at a wedding with Rabbi Heinemann, Reb Haina was like, what are you doing? He didn't say those words to me, but he said, I don't do that. No. Reb Haina's Yekish, by the way. I don't think they spill. So he's like, no. Definitely don't lick, that's for sure. So now, here we are, my friends. The Masada Kedusha made a shahakol. What to do? If this bracha is the chassin's bracha, so then I'm making the bracha for the chassin. It's the chassin's erusin. It's the chassin's agelfen. So then I messed up the bracha. I'm supposed to do the right bracha. Chassin doesn't want me to make the wrong bracha. Therefore, it's a bracha levatala. If it's my own bracha, so then anytime I make a shahakol instead of agelfen, I'm yoytzeh. For me, it's okay. It's not. It's a bit yevet. It's not great. But this is my bracha. I made a shahakol. I'm drinking. Therefore, it's going to be okay. So it depends how you hold. Now, Rav Heinemann, who never drinks from the kois, so he vice the kois is holding that it's the chassan's bracha, he's going to be in trouble. Because if he makes a shahakol, he can't just drink any of it. However, according to the way that the Masorah that I have from my Rebbe, that the Masada Gushin takes a taste, that means when he makes that goffin, he's also thinking for himself, also for the chassan. So for themselves, the bracha, it's enough. You just take a lick. But now you have to make a bracha also for the chassan, because the ikar mitzvah is the chassan. That's why I only lick it off my hand. Now I have to make another bracha. I'll make a bracha for your goffin. No, if you hold up...
Would you lick again?
That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question.
She was licked twice.
Yeah.
No, the first lick was a shahakal for the Shiva.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Only for the husband,
because
the
Yitzhak
and
the Rav. Even the second one is Genesophic.
No, it's the same Shiloh over there.
Same Shiloh, the second one.
Yeah.
What was the second?
Yeah. Kipshuta, yeah, you'd lick again. That I didn't think about. Let's go back. Let's just chazer over what we did as follows. We started out with the Shiloh. Over here it seems like what's happening is this is Eliezer is the shliach to be Mekadosh Rivka for Yitzchak. The Shiloh is, how could he be a shliach if after all he's an Eved? An Eved can't be a shliach. We said maybe he was Meshachri, but you can't be Meshachri an Eved. But it's Letzarech Mitzvah. Maybe he won't do the Mitzvah. Meshachri out tonight. Take a look in the Pesukim. It seems to me sometimes he calls him Ish, sometimes Eved. Says Rav Simonic Diskin, that's the reason. We asked the question, what would be the case when the Masada Kedushin accidentally makes the wrong bracha? We said, on the one hand, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Sefer Har Tzvi says, maybe the bracha is totally no good, even though usually a bidyavet is good, that's what I'm doing for myself or for someone else. We have a svara, Litkuni Shadratich Velo Lavusi. I sent you to do something good for me, not bad, this is bad. Therefore, the bracha is totally bad. And that's what that Masada Kedushin did. Har Tzvi says, no, we said the bracha is for him, the bracha is for me. Let's take a look, what are the brachas for? So we said it seems to be a whole shayla. What is brachas erisin bechlal? Is it brachas amitzvah? That's what the Rambam seems to say. And therefore, the Rambam says they have to do it before the mitzvah. The Ravid says it's not, you're right, it's brachas amitzvah, but you can't do it before because maybe he's going to change his mind. We said, usually people don't change their mind by Kedushin. And we had a Ravid from Tukhid Dibor, but actually I saw it happen. But at the same time, we have a whole different shita, which is the shita of the Rosh. The Rosh Hashanah says, not brachas amitzvahs bechlal, it's brachas hashevach, do it afterwards, it's not a problem. It's not a brachas amitzvahs. We said there's numerous things that might be machlokes based on it. Machlokes is this bracha, who is the bracha on? Is it the chassan's bracha, or is it other people's bracha? The Anoyed Behuda says, it's the bracha of the chassan, and therefore the chassan has to listen. Chassan has to be awake. If the chassan's not spacing out, it's no good. Mashenkin Tvor Shor says, no, it's not the chassan's bracha, it's the Masada Kedushin's bracha. We said, the chayra, it's going to depend on this. A nafkimin would be, if the chassan is a chayrish, can someone else make a bracha for the chassan? We spoke about, what about... the other shayla we had is, do you need asara if it's brachas hamitzvahs? You don't need asara for brachas on lulav, you don't need asara for bracha on chanukah, you don't need asara for bracha on kedushin. It's a regular brachas mitzvahs, brachas hashevach. We do find brachas hashevach needs to be in front of 10 people. And the last thing we spoke about is, does the Masada Kedushin have to drink or not? Some say yes, some say no. Reb Chaim did something in the middle, which is he took a lick. That's what, or that's the famous, if you see some of the more brisker Masada Kedushins, that's what they do, or those that are the more yeshivish ones. Anyway, I just on a side point, if I'm not mistaken, remember correctly, that Rav David told me that another reason to lick, or maybe that was Rav Chaim's reason, is just because maybe the chassan's not focusing, he's not listening. So not because...
Tagofen,
yeah. No, it's not because it's my bracha, but because if he's not listening, so then he's not yotze the mitzvah because of that. What's important to know under the chuppah is a person should not talk. I've seen this happen many, many times, where chasen kala are a little distracted. Now, from when you hear that bar bir gafen, you're not allowed to talk because you have a bracha that you're supposed to be yotze with. So, for example, when it comes to sheva brachas, the bar bir gafen happens at the beginning of sheva brachas. You got it's a couple of minutes where the chasen kala can't talk. So, for example, sometimes they call someone up for the bracha and he's not there. So then, like, who are they going to give the bracha to? The chasen is like, give it to the... No, you shouldn't talk. Or sometimes people come up. No. They don't, and then they do another hagafen.
Wait,
I know. I'm going to the end. I'm moving.
But is it the same shekel on the last hagafen?
Last hagafen is also. They're the only ones. They're the only ones that drink Berachas Hasan.
I mean, the
today was we were talking Berachas Erisin. I just moved from Berachas Erisin to Berachas Hasanim, like without anyone noticing other than Rabbi Goldberg or whatever. Without trying to. My point is Chasan Kala. Have to be careful under the chuppah not to talk because they have brachas. So I just moved from one hagafen to the other hagafen. There's two hagafens under the chuppah. One is brachas erisin, the other one is brachas nisuin, kind of, or brachas chasanim, sheva brachas. Over there also, another thing that happens by sheva brachas is, I don't know if you've seen this, sometimes the chasan's uncle comes up and, you know, aside from saying the bracha, says mazel tov and starts talking to them, and it's like, you know, we're in the middle of a ceremony, but he and the chasan should not really answer to him. So, because you have to be yotze with the bracha of the bar priya gafen, he's drinking a second time. So you have to be yotze with that bracha. Lech ura. Anyway, these are some interesting topics in this week's parsha. I hope you enjoyed. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.